It seems that metta would be much easier without a self to protect. How does one realize anatta? And so, which is excellent in the sense that the it is that, and that's one of the things that's really, you know, as an insight, one starts realizing, yeah, the obstruction to metta is actually not anger and ill will. And all. I mean, it is, but it's that sense of self, and that's the big obstruction. And as we reflect, investigate, and start having a clearer insight into the nature of Dhamma, the nature of teachings, and what the Buddha is giving as a opportunity for liberation, then that loving kindness is a natural expression of the non-self aspect of the Dhamma. Yeah, and the cultivation of metta would be a lot easier without the self.